takes both a healthy living and a healthy learning environment to provide students an opportunity to learn.
That's John Jackson, CEO of the Schott Foundation for Public Education. The foundation is issuing its Loving Cities Index. Buffalo was one of 10 U.S. cities profiled. The index evaluates just how well cities are doing in providing all children with support and opportunities they need to learn and succeed, no matter their race, gender, or zip code. The report found Buffalo receives a bronze standard for one of the highest levels of supports for students.
Whole child supports like legal supports, access to health care, access to the, you know, mental health services that are necessary to increase the opportunity to learn for students. Higher ed, those entities that are providing family supports, as well as educational entities to begin to identify the whole child supports that are necessary to provide students in Buffalo an opportunity to learn.
Buffalo had the strongest level of care with some of the best systems in place for mental and physical health supports. Much of the wraparound services for the public school students in the city come from Say Yes Buffalo.
You know, Buffalo is turning the corner relative to mental health supports. That's why I mentioned that. If you look at the report, it will indicate that it's still an area that's challenging. But from our conversations and our work with the Loving partners there in Buffalo who work through the Say Yes initiative, it's something that they're also working to address.
Factors reviewed for the Loving Cities Index report look at a student's access to healthy food, affordable housing, sustainable wages, and public transportation. Jackson is urging Buffalo, a highly segregated city, to work even harder to root out racism and create equity in education.
Buffalo is also challenged by the level of economically integrated schools, the level of segregation. Buffalo is doing well by, in many respects, that can serve as a national model for other cities, but also as an opportunity to issue a call to action to begin to address those cross-sector supports that are still lagging.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.